Hello. Welcome to one of our 10 pep talk Thursday night, let's go get them speeches. I guess you can call them. I think they're more lessons. This one's called Win Your Box. I got asked to work with the Cleveland Browns quarterbacks this week, so I went down and worked with them as they got ready to play the Steelers. Really, really loved the organization. Really, the players were incredible, but I worked with their quarterback. And we had two phrases we used getting ready for the game. The first was, just give me a crumb. It comes from a story in Matthew where a woman came to Christ and said, help me, my daughter is vexed with the devil. And she was a Canaanite, and she was a woman. That means she was different than the Jews. And that means also she was a woman, so you don't approach a man in these days. So what Christ said to her was, I'm not here for you. I'm here for the children of Israel, the Jews. And she praised him. Then she said, please help me. My daughter is vexed with the devil. He said, it's not proper, it's not meet to give bread that belongs to the children, to the dogs. He called her a dog. And she said, even a dog underneath the master's table deserves a crumb. He said, your daughter is healed this very hour. A crumb mentality means, let me just take what they're giving me. Look what's in front of me. And take it. So the self-talk the quarterback was using for the Browns was, just give me a crumb. The other thing he was saying is, be where your feet are. No matter what happened the last play, be completely in this play. Well, they came out, and he had a crumb mentality. He did excellent. They score the first touchdown. Then they go cold. And the Steelers get up by over 20 points. Then he comes out in the third period, and he's back to a crumb. And probably had the best single period of any quarterback in the NFL all week. But entered the fourth period with the score tied. And he goes 8 of 9. Missed on 8 of 9 passes. Now, I'm making it too simple because there was coverages and it didn't look like people were open. I watched the game from up high. But the fact of the matter is, we just have to stay in a crumb mentality. Just give me a crumb. Just give me a little opening. Let me take what you're giving me. And sooner or later, something big opens up. And the second thing is, no matter what happened the last play, I'm completely absorbed in this play. Be where your feet are. Be completely consumed. Go into this game this week saying, just give me a crumb. You don't get a 100-yard run. You run real hard for 2, and then the field opens up, and then sometimes you get 100. You don't catch an 80-yard pass. You look the front of the ball into your hands, you tuck it, and you run. I want to read something to you. And this is called The Archer. And The Archer is really a story about focus, about what you fill your mind up with. When an archer is shooting for nothing, he has all of his skill. If he shoots for a brass buckle, he's already nervous. If he shoots for a prize of gold, he's gone blind. Or he sees 2 targets, he's out of his mind. His skills not changed, but the prize divides him. He now cares. He thinks more about winning than of shooting. That was the most important line there. He thinks more of winning of shooting. And that drains all of his power. You have to stay in crumb mentality. What I believe possibly happened in this game is when he thought about shooting, he drove the ball. When he thought about winning, they intercepted the ball. I don't think he threw any interceptions, but he missed his mark. We have a phrase we use in Alabama, win your box, each play. Each play is a game. Win your box. Win this right here. Win what you're doing. I want you to do this talk. All I need is a crumb. Each play, be completely inside the play. And think about football. Think about volleyball. Think about cross country. Let the winning take care of itself. This is Dr. Kevin Elko. with this Thursday night pep talk. Win your box. Just give me a crumb.